If anybody called him Doc, he'd break his cane over the head. He was a doctor. He wouldn't let anybody call him Doc.
Something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
A baby carriage?
Okay. And you put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and what the baby?
Push the carriage up and down.
Okay. And you say if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob, what, 5 inches?
How was that again?
If someone's 5 inches taller, you say he
grew 5 inches.
Okay. And you say you certainly have
grown.
And if the boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shape nose, say that
he's the image?
Okay, or he's what, his father? He
looks exactly like him.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You'd say
he's... The spitting image?
Okay. Do you ever say he favors or takes after? Or?
Yes, he favors the old man. He favors his father.
What does favors mean? Does that mean how he looks or how he acts?
Well, I imagine that favors is he resembles.
In appearance, you mean?
I'd say, or in manners.
Mm-hmm. And if a child's misbehaving, you tell him, you do that again, you're going to get a...
Spanking? Paddling?
What about something harder than that?
A whipping?
Okay. Any other expressions?
Tanning?
Mm-hmm. Is that worse than a whipping?
Well, about the same.
And if a woman was going to have a baby, you'd say that she's...
She's pregnant.
Did people used to use that word much when you were growing up?
No.
What would they say?
She's going to have a baby.
Any joking expressions or sort of vulgar expressions?
No, not that I remember.
And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver the baby, the woman you could send for?
Was a midwife.
Hmm?
A midwife.
Mm-hmm.
All of these kids were born with midwives.
That's legal. Really? They have license.
Yes. My children were all born with a midwife. Irene's never gone to a doctor with childbirth. Even Conchita and George and all of them. Charlie, all of them were born with a midwife.
What about a child that's born to a woman that's not married? You call that child a...
Illegal, a bastard.
Mm-hmm. Any other common expressions?
Common law.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of a bush child or woods colt or...
No.
And your brother's son would be called your...
Nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents.
He's an orphan.
And the person who's supposed to look after him would be his legal...
Guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, this town is full of my...
Relatives.
Any other term?
Kinfolk.
Okay. And you say...
We never use the word kinfolk, but I know that it's used.
You wouldn't use it?
I never use it.
Uh-huh. You say, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
Relation.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before...
He's a stranger.
What if he comes from a different country?
He's a foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country?
All the time.
Would I be a foreigner?
Well, no, because you're from the South, but... They used to call people from the North Yankees and foreigners.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard lots of people. Old man Walton was from New York, and they used to call him a foreigner.
Mm-hmm. Was it joking or serious?
No, they just talked about that damned old foreigner, and
mm-hmm.
that was it.
Do you consider this part of the South, or is it more like the West or half?
It's part of the South, yes, I'd say it's mm-hmm. Southwest. They referred to this part of Texas as Southwest.
Mm-hmm. Say a woman who conducts school, she'd be called a
school teacher or a school marm.
Mm-hmm. Do people used to use that term school marm?
More than now.
Uh-huh.
I'd say they used it more a few years back than now.